You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you haven't filed your income taxes by now, you are quite literally waiting till the 11th hour. Taxes are due tomorrow. Well, here's something to chew on as we count down to that deadline. Most of us don't know how much we actually pay Uncle Sam. New research from Michigan State University finds a huge percentage of us think we pay way more in federal taxes than we actually do. One of those researchers is here with us now, MSU economist Charlie Ballard. Welcome back, Charlie.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you partnered with Sanjay Gupta, the dean of the Broad College of Business, digging into the public's perception of the federal income tax. How come?
Well, we thought this was an interesting question, and there is other research in other parts of economics and sociology that indicates that the broader public is often very misinformed about some pretty important aspects of our economy and our political system. So we thought it would be interesting to ask, what percentage of your household's income do you think is paid in federal income tax? And we asked that on MSU's State of the State survey, mm-hmm. which is a phone interview survey. We had almost 1,000 respondents. We then could calculate pretty accurately what their actual taxes are. Well, our calculations indicate that on average, this group of Michigan adults pay 13.9%. On average, they said that they paid 25.5%. In other words, they almost doubled it. And we found that 85% of our respondents indicated that they pay more in taxes than we believe they do. A few were pretty accurate and a few actually underestimated, but 85% overstated their taxes.
Wow, that's major. Was there some kind of profile where there's some common denominators behind that 85% who overstate taxes?
Yeah, we did some statistics. We asked a lot of other questions about people's attitudes toward taxes and spending programs and other things. We found that people who believe that households like theirs pay too much overstated their taxes by more, which maybe isn't that surprising. You know, I pay too much, and so I believe that I pay a lot more than I actually do. Another group that overstated their taxes is those who use a tax preparer, those who use an accountant or an attorney or an advisor. Holding constant all the other variables in our data, that group overstated their income tax rate by a couple of percentage points more. And the last group that overstated was people who think that our tax dollars are spent very ineffectively. They tended to say that they pay a lot more in taxes than they actually do.
So how do you think we've seen these, frankly, misinformed and confused attitudes influencing debate over policies, for example, last year's tax cut, or into how people decide to vote? What do you think?
Well, it's entirely possible. I don't want to be too strong in my conclusions, but it's entirely possible that people are making their decisions about their view of taxes on the basis of misinformation. If it's really true, as our data indicate, that people believe they're paying a lot more than they actually are paying, then that could easily lend itself to support for tax cuts, even though I think, you know, you look at the tax cut that was passed in December, and the vast majority of mainstream economists thought that that was not a wise move at that time, especially since we were already running $500 billion a year deficits piled on top of more than $15 trillion of outstanding federal debt.
You know, you stop and you think when you hear anyone on television, any kind of political leader saying, you know, you're being taxed too much, I'm going to lower taxes. It's probably a little hard for someone else to stand up and go, no, no, taxes are good and we're using them well.
That is a very difficult argument to make because the argument that we're paying too much is rampant. People get that message again and again, too much taxes, taxes are too high. Mm. And also you hear, oh, government money is wasted. Very common to say what President Trump said once recently. He said, I hate the way our government spends our tax dollars. But, you know, 90% of the federal budget is Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, defense, and interest on the debt. And, you know, I think a lot of people think Social Security is a good thing to spend money on.
What's the fix here? What do we do with this knowledge?
Well, the first thing we do with this knowledge is we talk to Michigan radio. That's the first thing. Get the word out. And I guess let me go on record. You said that it's very hard for people to say in the current political climate, taxes are not such a bad thing. I really believe that at least households like mine and my wife and I are fortunate enough to have a good income. We should be paying more. We really should, both for Michigan and for the federal.
Do I hear a challenge to our politicians to maybe change that message?
I'd like to see more politicians have the courage to explain to the American people that most of what the government does is stuff that has broad support, that we have to pay for it somehow, or if we don't pay for it, we will leave our children and grandchildren a mountain of debt, and we will leave them with crumbling roads, messed up sewers and water systems, and a whole bunch of other things. I believe that our children and grandchildren deserve better than that.
Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Always a pleasure.